107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Put this date in your calendar, September 19th, a very special event that is happening in Stratford. Joining us in studio is Julia Church. She's the vice chair with Stop Violence Against Women Coordinating Committee of Perth. And we're going to talk about what's happening for September 19th. Julia joins us in studio. Julia, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here. We have got a very special event that's back once again for September 19th. What's going on?
Yeah, thanks for having me. So this is our second annual Take Back the Night walk and rally. And it's happening September 19th, starting at 6:30 in Market Square on the south side of City Hall.
Okay, so this is Take Back the Night, second annual one. How did it go last year?
It went really well last year. We had a good turnout, and we heard from Lisa Wild, the executive director of Emily Murphy Center. This year, we're hoping to center Survivor's Voice as our speaker. So we have Rachel Walker joining us, and she is a survivor and advocate. So she's going to be sharing her experience and doing a little bit of advocacy and calling people to action.
Okay, so this is all happening at Market Square. So this is for September 19th, 6:30 p.m. through till 8:30 p.m. And again, for the crowds gathering, what's it been like for a night like this?
Well, you know, the message is a serious one. There were 107 sexual assaults reported to Stratford Police just last year. That was up from the year before. What we also know is that the majority of victims of sexual assault don't report to police. So knowing that, our message is a serious one. It is, how can everyone in Perth County help to stop sexual violence in our communities? That being said, it will be an energizing event, a positive event. We actually just found out that we have a local singer, Lauren Nielsen, who's going to be performing for us near to the end of the event.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah. We're going to be playing some music. We have some make your own signs, make your own buttons.
Yeah.
So it's really a night all about calling to action, taking up space, and creating safe space as well for survivors.
I think you've really spotlighted it and encapsulated it right there. It's an emotional evening, but it's an evening of togetherness, but it's a serious evening. It's an important evening. It's an evening of moving forward as well with advocacy. And what would you like to see moving forward from this event?
I would like to see everyone in Perth County understand the role that they can play in protecting their fellow community members. You know, sexual violence is a community problem. It's not a one bad apple thing.
Mm.
So that would be the outcome, is kind of everybody standing up and saying, you know what, this is not going to happen here anymore.
Okay, so this is this a full community event, that sort of thing?
Everybody's welcome. Take Back the Night is actually a global initiative. But here in Stratford and in Perth, we're really calling on our local community members to make a change.
Okay, well, we wish you great success with this. And I know the one stat here, 1 in 3 is one too many.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what it's about right there.
Yeah.
Take Back the Night. You can help stop the violence against women. So this is the Stop Violence Against Women Coordinating Committee of Perth. And do you have other events planned, or in terms of, I know you have a Facebook page and you can reach out, other events down the road coming up?
Absolutely, yeah. We will always have an event on December 6th. And we are also planning, I can't say too much yet because it's a new idea.
Sure.
But we're going to be doing monthly events all over the county.
Okay.
Raising awareness and helping people kind of spot the signs of domestic violence and learn where they can go for help.
And do you partner again still with folks like the Emily Murphy Center and Optimism Place?
Yeah. So I'm actually the women's advocate at Emily Murphy Center. And Sally Chafe from Optimism Place is the chair of Stop VAW. So we work together. We have a ton of member agencies, though, ranging from Huron Perth CAS to the school boards to Stratford Police and OPP, Victim Services. Like, the message really is, it's a community-wide effort, and only with community are things going to change.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for this. Again, we'll share all the details on our socials at mystraffordnow.com. Take Back the Night is September 19th, 6:30 p.m. through till 8:30 p.m. And there will there be a march as part of this?
A short, accessible march so everybody can take part.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll share all the details. It is happening at Market Square for September 19th. And how can folks reach out? Stop Violence Against Women Coordinating Committee of Perth. How can folks reach out? What's the best way?
Yeah. So our social media has a bit of an easier to say title. It's just Stop VAW Perth. We also have a website, which is stopvaw.ca, where all the information will be posted. Perfect. You can also check out Emily Murphy Center or Optimism Place socials, and everything's up there too.
Yeah, some great partnerships happening. Julia Church, a vice chair. Thank you so much, Julia. Thanks for sharing all the information. And again, September 19th is the date.
Really appreciate your support, Jamie. Thank you.